Hey, Trail Riders, hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to wrap up a great week with a subject of self-protection. Our scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Ezekiel 45:1 through 47:5, Psalm 136:17 through 26, Proverbs 29:15 through 17, and 1 John 3:1 through 24. Our scripture focus today is going to come from 1 John 3:23, which says, "Now this is His command, that we believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another." An advantage to being willing to feel disappointment is that it enables us to come in touch with another hidden sin of the heart, self-protection. Whenever we are disappointed, we naturally feel hurt and experience inner pain. Some people are so afflicted by this that a pool of pain builds up inside them, and they say to themselves, "People are the source of hurt. Stay away from them and don't get too closely involved. They are non-involvement." They see non-involvement as the best way to avoid the pain of possible disappointment. But this attitude is in violation with the law of love. Lawrence Crabb, a Christian psychologist, says, "Deficient love is always central to our problems. Behind most of our problems is a failure to love others as we love ourselves. If we refuse to move towards someone in a spirit of love for fear that they may disappoint us, then we are more interested in protecting ourselves from pain than we are in loving. And that is sin." Did you ever think of self-protection as sin? Well, it is. And my estimation, it is one of the most subtle of all. Many of our relationships are ruined by this, particularly marriages and marriage relationships. A man who shouts angrily at his wife early in his marriage is setting up a self-protective system that says, "Disappoint me and you will have to suffer the consequences." What he is doing, he is protecting himself more than he is loving his wife. And that, no matter how one might attempt to rationalize it, is sin. Thankful for God's grace, for His love, and that Jesus took the sin punishment so that we could have right standing with God and to walk through these times and build ourselves into the people God wants us to be, and let Jesus be the guard and protector of our hearts. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, Your challenges are sometimes more than we can bear. Yet we see the sense and wisdom that lies behind them. Reveal to us our own self-protective devices, and help us to be willing to give them up in favor of loving as You would have us to love. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For further study on this subject, look at Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 37, Romans 13, verse 10, and James 1, 27. And keep these two questions in mind as you read these passages. What did the priest and Levites display? 2, what did the Samaritan display? God bless you guys. Hope you guys have a great weekend. I hope you continue to follow us here on the Daily Ride, and I hope to see you on the next Trail Ride.